Welcome to Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time to make the coffee, time to make the donut, time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Okay, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform. So get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show. Brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems. Quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eye in the Outdoors.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to dovecreekwagyu.com.
CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns.
Z-Max, made in America.
RTP Outdoors, rtpoutdoors.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, your hub, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. Nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray Eye.
Good morning, everyone. Listen to that campfire. Yes, indeed. This is your host, Ray I, here with Peanut the Vogelbogger and Matty G. Yes, I was scheduled to be in turkey camp down in the Ozarks this morning. Things have changed, and so I'm in the studio. So we're in the studio. We're going to have a great show, even though I'm not at camp. I was so looking forward from our camp house, having breakfast on the table with my buddy Murray Anderson over from Anderson Services. We're here, so that'll work, right, Vogelbogger?
It will work.
The good news for me, after the radio show, I will be going to the Ozarks and return to turkey camp on this beautiful October 13th, Saturday morning. I have to tell you that the boys have done pretty well down there. I haven't had an opportunity yet to even go to the turkey woods. Gary Lee and Marty scored the other morning, had a great hunt. Ralphie Duren, I mentioned last week, Ralphie Duren took a nice gobbler. And Ethan Taylor, Gary Lee from the Ozark Radio Network's son, when he was a little guy, I took hunting quite a bit. He scored big time. He killed a nice fall gobbler. So there's a lot going on out there. You know, a lot of you are deer hunting, of course, archery hunting for the Wiley Whitetail. Some of you are squirrel hunting. Many of you are fishing. I see our buddy Bill Cooper's been doing a lot of fishing, catching some trout. That's pretty awesome. A lot of good things going on out there in the great outdoors here in October. Beautiful time of the year to be alive, the beautiful time of the year to be in the outdoors. So on the show this week, let's talk a little bit about what we have coming up for you here on Ray Eye Radio, Eye on the Outdoors. We're going to go out and grab Michelle Johnson, get a quick update on Dove Creek Cattle Company Wagyu beef jerky. She's got a couple new flavors. We'll remind everybody about those. And also, those are available, by the way, I don't know if we said last week, but not only at Murray Anderson's and Anderson Services in Mountain View, you can pick those up. Now in the St. Louis area, for our listeners up here, you can get the beef jerky over at Smokey Moe's in Arnold, Missouri, our great friend Frank Emo's store there in Arnold. Great barbecue, and he has the Wagyu beef jerky available there, so you can order it either from the website or pick it up, go over at Frank's place there at Smokey Moe's and Arnold and have a great lunch or a dinner and grab you some beef jerky. October issue of Midwest Outdoors Magazine is out. In his own words, Ronnie Cuz Strickland. I had the great opportunity and the honor and the privilege to interview Ronnie Cuz Strickland for this article. And we're going to go out and grab him for In His Own Words and do a little one-on-one with the Cuz. And then a great sponsor and a great friend out from Valley Park, Missouri, RTP Outdoors. We're going to go out and we're going to visit with Paul Hollis about what he has available. Here we are in the fall hunting season. They do so much out there at RTP Outdoors. Lots of great products and great stuff. We'll let Paul tell you all about that. And this week's story time is a special story time we brought back about outdoor television. Many times you've heard us talking here on the show about, especially on Facebook, how hunters are attacking each other. And, well, we won't go into detail about that, but Outdoor television today is one of those things that really needs to be taken care of. Outdoor television today, there are some outdoor television shows that are not good for hunting, and the tradition of hunting in the outdoors are an honest representation of hunters. And we're going to address that with the story time this week, and you want to stick around and make sure that you listen to this story time. So with that, looks like Matty G's got things ready to go for Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company. Tate Michelle, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Great, great. Hey, tell us about this new flavor. Everybody's getting a little excited. I've got a lot of input. I kind of put a little bit of feelers out some of the listeners and our sponsors and those that have tried the beef jerky about a new flavor, and they seem pretty excited about it. So tell us what it is and when it's available.
We actually have two new flavors. We have got a mild pepper, which is actually on the order of our original, but without quite the heat. So it's a little milder version. Everybody's just loving it. So if our original was just a little bit too warm for you, this will be perfect. And the other one is a teriyaki. And oh my gosh, the teriyaki is absolutely amazing. Can't say enough about it. I mean, people are speechless when they try it. It is absolutely amazing. Super tender. It's really tasty. It's the epitome of akahushi beef. It's just wonderful.
Okay. Well, I'm excited about this one. I can't wait to try it. I told our friend John Sabati in Hawaii he was coming out with this, and he got all excited. So he couldn't wait. So when you get a chance, here I am begging again, send me some samples, and we'll try it live on the air on the radio. But I am avoiding Brandon Butler from the Conservation Federation of Missouri because he gets way too many free samples.
Okay.
Yeah. You got a lot going on there with the Dove Creek Cattle Company Wagyu. I see you've been doing some different things. So where can people find the beef and the beef jerky? Are you in some retail places now, right?
Yes, we're getting to be all over. Our jerky can be found at several of the health food stores around. Jean's Health Mart in Ava, Meadowbrook Health Food Stores here in Mountain Grove, the International Farmers Market in West Plains, our friends down at Rockbridge Trout Farm. So several places around have got that, and it's also available at Anderson's Gun Shop there in Mountain View, Marie's Gun Shop. And it's also available at the Cranberry Merchant in Kabul. Awesome store. You need to go check that one out. Also, our beef is now available at the Hilton Level 2 restaurant in Branson. We're super excited about that. Yeah, and it's also available at the Branson Center Stage Grill. It's just amazing.
And we're expanding. Yeah. It's going to be going more. Great stuff. And, of course, they can order, our listeners can order right from the website, right?
Yes, they can. They can order at DoveCreekWagyu.com. That's Dove Creek Wagyu is WAGYU.com. And we have a meat page. Just go to the meat page and you'll see the jerky right there, along with a wonderful commercial from you, Ray.
This is great news. Awesome stuff. I want to tell them again. I've told them before on the show, until someone tries this beef jerky, there's no way you can explain it to them.
No, it's like a steak jerky.
Yeah.
We have people tell us it's like a steak jerky, and that once you start eating it, you can't quit.
Isn't that the truth? All right, give us that website one more time.
DoveCreekWagyu.com.
Perfect, perfect. Thank you for taking the time this morning to get with us on the show. Give us that update. I've been wanting to get you on and let you tell everybody about the new flavor. I'm really excited now that I see this is the first I heard that you've reduced the heat in the first one, which is, for a lot of people, it's great. They like that. But there were some that said, a little too spicy for them. So this is absolutely perfect.
Yes. Everybody loved the flavor, but just a smidge too much heat for a few people.
All righty. Well, thank you, Michelle. And take care and have a great weekend. And we'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you. You too.
That was Michelle Johnson with Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company. And that website, again, is DoveCreekWagyu.com. You can just Google Dove Creek Cattle Company. It'll come up, Facebook page and the website. And I really, really think you should try this beef jerky because it doesn't get any better than this. With that, we'll see you all on the other side.